Memorial Jubilee Hospital in Victoria. Horgan served as BC's New Democrat Premier for 5 years before stepping down in 2022, then was appointed ambassador last year. In June, Horgan announced he was on leave after being diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Horgan was remembered by those across the aisle and from around the country today. Social media lit up with stories about Horgan and condolences to his family. Here in BC, Premier Eby said the flags at the Parliament buildings will be lowered to half-mast in honor of John Horgan, and opportunities for British Columbians to offer their condolences will be shared with the public. We'll be working with John's family and the Office of Protocol to announce the timing of services to mark the passing of John Horgan. Canada Soccer says women's head coach Bev Priestman, assistant coach Jasmine Mander, and analyst Joey Lombardi, all serving a one-year FIFA ban for their role in the scandal, will not be back. The search for a new head coach for the women's national team will commence shortly. The Independent report into the Olympic drone spying scandal involving members of the Canadian women's soccer team coaching staff leaves as many questions as answers, but it's clear the practice of conducting surreptitious surveillance of opponents predated this summer's Paris Olympics. Here's how the Soccer Canada CEO summed it up. Quote, the findings of the Independent investigator revealed the incident itself was a symptom of a difficult and unacceptable past culture within the national teams. Quite simply, while players on the national teams performed admirably, cultural standards and management of the programs dating back several years fell short of expectations. And then he added, the investigation is incomplete in that former coach John Herdman has yet to give evidence, with Canada Soccer saying it has initiated a proceeding with respect to Mr. Herdman under its disciplinary code. In sports tonight, there are 7 games in the NHL, including the Calgary Flames at the Vancouver Canucks, with puck drop at 7 o'clock at Rogers Arena. The other game of note, the red-hot Winnipeg Jets up against the Rangers in New York City. And both the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Toronto Argonauts have arrived in Vancouver. They're both settling in, getting ready for Grey Cup game Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock our time. And between now and then, all the festivities of Grey Cup week, and they are numerous, and we'll tell you all about the road closures as they happen day to day over the next few days. Wave weather, clouds and showers, and a lot of wind tonight. Yes, we're going to get some rain, no question about it, but the big phenomenon tonight again will be the wind, expected to be about 60 kilometers an hour, gusting to 90, and that will continue all through the night into tomorrow morning. It'll be warm, tonight's low 9, tomorrow's high 12, and then clouds and showers again on Thursday with a high of 11. It is 10 degrees in downtown Vancouver in the rain right now.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. Wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow.
Just gonna stop to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. And I'm wishing on all the rainbows that I see. I'm wishing on and I'm hoping on all the days to come and days to go. I'm hoping on days of loving you so. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are.
98.3, one of the best guitar players ever. There's Peter White and Do I Do. Just such a smooth performer and lots of fun live, too. Wishing on a Star from Seal. Starting things off this hour at Sterling Fox with you, 4:11. And 11 degrees, well, no, actually hovering between 10 and 11. It's kind of flickering back and forth, so we'll go with the low side. 10 downtown right now. Still ahead this hour, speaking of great guitar players, we'll hear from Eric Clapton a little later on. And also the Spinners will be along. And right now, here's Club Charles. This is Bonafide on the Wave.
She walked with all my CDs. nothing to say.
With Jack Soul and Still Believe in Love, and also in their Club Charles and Bonafide. It is 419 in Vancouver. One problem already heading home. It's actually coming in the other direction, but on the Portman Bridge, it's just busy always, and we're seeing now westbound vehicle stall blocking the right lane at the east end of the Coquitlam exit lanes off the Portman, and delays until crews get to the scene. There will be a little while before they straighten that one out. Elsewhere, we're looking at backups around Mountain Highway or so, heading down the cut to the Ironworkers this afternoon, and the Oak Street heading down through that Oak Street Bridge and all the road work there. Very slow going this afternoon, and a lot of people, of course, have long since abandoned Oak Street and moved over to Knight Street, and lineups there heading to the bridge. No road work, just a lot of volume of backups into the 40s heading to the Knight Street Bridge.
I like Christmas shopping.
Needs to hear gift ideas.
I have so many to buy for.
And the best bargains.
I shop local.
Who's nearby?
It's hectic, but it's fun.
And what their hours are?
I try not to leave it till the last minute.
Daily reminders.
But Christmas Eve, I'm always shopping for someone.
Last minute ideas.
I listen to the radio even more this time of year.
Holiday traditions. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
And checking wave weather. It's going to blow tonight just as it did about a week or so ago. There'll be lots of rain, but the issue again tonight will be the wind. They're talking about likely power outages again with trees coming down on lines, that sort of thing. Winds will average about 60 kilometers an hour with gusts up to 90 throughout the night. The rain has already begun downtown, but the heavy stuff will begin later this evening. They say around 6 or 7 o'clock and steady rate through the night until midday tomorrow, and it'll ease off. Again, mild temperatures. Tonight's low 9, tomorrow's high 12, and 11 on Thursday. It's 10 degrees right now in downtown Vancouver here at 555 West Georgia. And batten down the hatches. It's going to blow again tonight, and just make sure everything you own that is, well, movable can't be. Music from the Spinners. Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
positively funkified on a Tuesday afternoon. It is 4:28. Here's Eric Clapton. This is One Woman on the Way.
Tell me who hardship and sorrow in every possible shape. Listen to the hungry. Don't forget the poor. Before you go, I'll find it just another mindless war.
Tell me who.
Twist. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
98.3, that is Jay Rowe, and a tune called City Groove. Also in there, Michael Casehammer and Who Are You? And Eric Clapton with One Woman. Great music for a somber kind of Tuesday afternoon. It's starting to get a little breezy, and the weather office is calling for a very, very windy, wet night tonight. Lots of rain inbound, and particularly strong winds again. Power outages quite likely. It'll be more about the wind than the rain, but it's a pretty heavy two-punch. And in anticipation of all of that, BC Ferries has already canceled some evening sailings. For example, they've canceled the 8:45 from Departure Bay to Horseshoe Bay and the 10:10 back from Horseshoe Bay to Nanaimo. Also, Swartz Bay on Tsawwassen Run and Tsawwassen to Swartz Bay, both the 7 and 9 p.m. sailings out of both those terminals have been canceled. And from the Tsawwassen to Duke Point run, both the 8:15 and 10:45 sailings have been canceled from those terminals. Again, BC Ferries, as we all know, tie up the boats when the winds get to a certain threshold, and that's that. They're simply anticipating the tying up business before they have to, and canceling those sailings. So in a lot of cases, you're kind of stuck wherever, whichever side of the trip you're on until tomorrow morning. But that's the latest from BC Ferries. And for the weather office, again, lots of wind and rain, a mild night, 9 degrees. Tomorrow the high will be 10, and we're looking at a high of 11 and 12 for the next couple of days. Just a lot of clouds and showers accompanying those mild temperatures for mid-November in Vancouver. Right now it's 10 downtown, and here's Al Stewart and Time Passages. Wave 98.3.
nature is changing now. You're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something. The music's loud. A girl comes towards you. You once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there. You're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
through the crack in the concrete, through the grit in my eye, down the end of a hallway, her newborn baby cries, and I stand and wonder, yes I do, at everything that I see. I catch myself thinking, just let the fires burn in my heart. I believe that on an ordinary day, when the world can seem so cruel, I know that love will find a way. Just a little patience, baby, we're better than. Takes you to freedom, the other turns you away, and you watch all around you, still looking for a way to pray. You search every corner, yes you do, but you don't like what you see. When you find yourself broken, have a little faith when you're down on your knees. 'Cause on an ordinary day, when the world can seem so cruel, I know that love will find a way. Just a little patience, baby. Let your mind move, let yourself groove, put you right back on the right track in front of you. Pump up the good and leave the bad, be the change you want, just pull back the slack. You go high when they go low, when they go fast, you go slow. So go ahead and show the world that all they're gonna get is the best of you.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. Former British Columbia Premier and Ambassador to Germany, John Horgan, has died at the age of 65 after his third battle with cancer. The Horgan family says their hearts are broken to announce the passing of our beloved husband, father, and friend, John Horgan, who passed away peacefully this morning at Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria. Horgan served as BC's new Democrat Premier for 5 years before stepping down in 2022, then was appointed Ambassador to Germany last year. In June, Horgan announced he was on leave after being diagnosed with thyroid cancer. John Horgan was remembered by those from across the aisle and from around the country today. Social media lit up with stories about Horgan and condolences to his family. Here in BC, Premier Eby said the flag of the Parliament buildings will be lowered to half-mast in honor of John Horgan, and opportunities for British Columbians to offer their condolences will be shared with the public. We'll be working with John's family and the Office of Protocol to announce the timing of services to mark the passing of John Horgan. And with cargo shipping paralyzed at BC's ports, Federal Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon says he is intervening to end the work stoppages at ports in both British Columbia and in Montreal. He says the negotiations have reached an impasse, and he's directing the Canada Industrial Relations Board to order the resumption of all operations at the ports and move the talks to binding arbitration. He says the work stoppages at the ports of British Columbia and the Port of Montreal are significantly impacting supply chains, thousands of jobs, and Canada's reputation as a reliable trading partner. Business groups have been calling for government intervention to get the flow of goods moving again. This labor disruption comes after more than a year of negotiations with no union contract in place since March of 2023. The Vancouver Fraser Port Authority says it's too early to predict how long it will take to fully recover from the disruption. Last year, a 13-day strike at BC ports caused an estimated $10 billion in trade disruption. In sports, there are seven NHL games tonight, including the Calgary Flames at Vancouver Canucks. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. And wave weather, lots of wind inbound with winds about 60 kilometers an hour, gusting to 90, and warm. Overnight temperature will be 9, tomorrow's high 12, and it's 10 in Vancouver right now. Wave 98.3. It can't be shared.